Hi, welcome back to Learnovative Agile and Scrum Jingles. In this episode, we are going to discuss the Agile principles, Agile Manifesto 12 principles. I'm going to explain briefly each principle. There are 12 principles in Agile Manifesto, defined by 17 people, Agile Alliance, and in the previous episode, we discussed about the four values, and in this episode, we are going to discuss the 12 principles. The first principle of Agile Manifesto is our highest priority is to satisfy the customer through early and continuous delivery of valuable software. So this principle talks about early delivery because it helps to receive the early feedback from customer so that the cost of change can be controlled, and continuous delivery helps to increase the return on investment to the customer. The second principle is welcome changing requirements even late in development. Agile processes harness changes for customers' competitive advantage. So this principle talks about helps to improve flexibility of scope changes during the product development so that customers will be happy. So this principle basically talks about business agility. Welcome changing requirements even late helps to understand the market changes and competitive changes and achieve the business agility. At the same time, welcome changes doesn't mean that all the changes must be saying yes. So you need to have that mindset of welcoming changes even late. That means don't try to freeze the scope, just like in waterfall. The third principle is deliver working software frequently from a couple of weeks to couple of months with a preference to the shorter time scale. There is a saying, time is the enemy of transparency. That means longer the time you take, lesser the transparency, whereas shorter the time you take, more the transparency. So shorter duration reduces the cost of change through receiving continuous feedback. Fourth principle is business people and developers must work together daily throughout the project. This means helps to short circuiting the feedback loops between business and developers. It also improves the collaboration, trust and transparency among the business and the developers and the teams working on the product. Fifth principle, build projects around motivated individuals, give them the environment and the support they need, and trust them to get the job done. This principle helps to create safe to fail environment so that the people will have higher level of accountability, and also they will be open to do experiments and learn from that. And teams can do more psychological safety, can have the psychological safety. So this principle is more for the leadership and management of the organization. The sixth principle, the most efficient and effective method of conveying information to and within a developers is face-to-face communication or conversation. This helps to reduce the to and fro loops of information exchange. This is more about talk more, write less principle. At the same time, shared documentation does not guarantee shared understanding. That means if the team start communicating through emails or documentation, it may not create transparency or shared understanding. So this principle, sixth principle, talks about as much as possible try to convey information through face-to-face conversation, which will also improve the trust and rapport among the team members. Seventh principle is working software is the primary measure of progress. In waterfall, usually measure the progress through a phased approach. For example, analysis complete, then 25% of the project is complete. Design complete, then 40-45% complete, like that, which is more of an output focus progress measurement. But here, according to this principle, seventh principle of Agile Manifesto, helps measure progress based on value instead of milestone. It helps to come up with a better forecast and predictions. The eighth principle is agile processes promote sustainable development. The sponsors, developers, and users should be able to maintain a constant pace indefinitely. Maintaining a constant pace of delivery throughout the project will help creating regularity and consistency and a rhythmic way of working. Sustainable development helps achieving predictability and also better forecast. How can you achieve this? By not forcing the teams to take more work than they can do. So that will help to maintain the sustainable pace. And by getting the frequent feedback from the customers regularly. And by ensuring the work is available in the backlogs, that will keep the sprints occupied in the sustainable model. Ninth principle is continuous attention to technical excellence and good design enhances agility. This principle talks about helping attaining technical agility so that it helps to achieve the business agility. So this has a relationship to the principle 2 which we discussed earlier. The principle 2 talking about welcoming changes late in the development, which is supporting the business agility. At the same time, the principle number 9 talks about the technical agility. That means to keep the architecture's designs in a more scalable model so that it supports the business agility. And it also helps to create the emerging architecture. 10th principle, simplicity, the art of maximizing the amount of work not done is essential. This is the most confused principle in Agile Manifesto. If you understand, people get confused with the word work not done is essential. What does it mean? This is primarily focused on outcome, not just output. That means work on only high value, high importance, high priority or high critical items. And this also related to the Pareto rule. 20% of the features will contribute to the overall 80% of the revenue of any product you are building. So if you have hundreds of features, by identifying the low value and no value and maximizing them, you'll be left with the top 20% which are contributing to the highest value. 11th principle, the best architecture's requirements and design emerges from self-organizing teams. So this principle helps decision making decentralized so that the decisions can be made faster. It also improves the accountability at the teams who make those decisions. So instead of deciding the architectures by outsiders, here it talks about the teams who are building the product. They will decide the best architectures, requirements and design. So they will come through a team-based approach instead of a one-person approach. It also helps them to see the pros and cons of different options, get the inputs from different various people and can see what can be best achieved. The last principle is at regular intervals, the team reflects on how to become more effective, then tunes and adjusts its behavior accordingly. This is primarily talking about inspect and adapt periodically to come up with improvements to become better. So it's something like a retrospective. So these are the 12 principles defined in the Agile Manifesto. In the previous podcast episode, we discussed about the 4 Agile Manifesto values. So in any organization, if they want to become agile, they have to follow all the 4 values and the 12 principles so that it will help them to create the agile mindset. I have also created a short form for all these 12 principles which you can easily remember. So the first principle, satisfy customer through value. Second one, be open for late changes. Third, deliver value frequently. Fourth, business IT collaboration. Fifth, support and trust motivated people. Sixth, communicate face to face. Seventh, measure progress through working software. 8, maintain sustainability. 9, technical excellence. 10, focus on outcomes. 11, self-organizing teams. 12, periodic inspect and adapt. I hope you got a better understanding of the Agile Manifesto 12 principles through this episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. Have a great day.